धर्म क्षेत्र कुरुक्षेत्र
कब ये महाभारत हुआ, कब आत्मा ने युद्ध रचा, कब मोह ने मन को बांधा, कब गीता ज्ञान प्रकट हुआ,
किसने ये वाणी सुनी, किसकी ये कहानी, गीता एक अर्जुन ने सुनी या हर आत्मा में गूंजे ये ध्वनि।
क्या ये इतिहास की गाथा थी या चेतना का संघर्ष था, क्या ये रणभूमि बाहर थी या भीतर का ही कुरुक्षेत्र था।
गीता क्या युद्ध की पुकार है या शांति की घोषणा,
गीता क्या शास्त्र है या ईश्वर का प्रेम संदेश, क्यों है
क्यों है ये गीता हर युग में अमर,
क्यों प्यारी है हर दिल को,
क्यों जगाती है आत्माओं को आज भी।
सर्वधर्मान्य परित्यज्य मामेकं शरणं व्रज, अहं त्वा सर्व पापेभ्यो मोक्षयामि मा शुचः।
किसने ये कहा,
युगों युगों की ये गाथा न्यारी, अमृत सी यह वाणी प्यारी,
इसमें छुपा है रहस्य अनमोल, ज्ञान के अद्भुत है ये बोल।
यदा यदा हे धर्म घटे अधर्म बढ़े जग में, तब तब भगवान प्रगटे ब्रह्मातन में,
ज्ञान की गंगा बहाने अंधकार मिटाने, सतयोगी वृक्ष उगाने सत्य धर्म जगाने, संसार को प्रेम सिखाने मन को निर्मल करने, हर हृदय में दीप जलाने सदगति का मार्ग दिखाने, मन मना भव मद भक्तो मद्याजी मान नमस्कुरु।
मामे वैश्यसि सत्यम ते प्रतिजाने प्रियोसि मे।
किसने ये कहा।
गुड मॉर्निंग, नाम शांति। Even as we are hearing this song on the Gita, we ask ourselves the invisible player, is he listening, is he conscious? As was said, it is the game of the invisible player. That invisible player is Sita. The invisible player is the one who is very lucky. His life is with God. He is absolutely beyond harm. His family is all immortal. His world is eternal. You know, truth is immensely beautiful, and when you are secure and the world where there are no needs, life Ichha Matram Avidya is natural. Ichha Matram Avidya, ignorance of the word desire, this is the life, and this is what becomes the basis of this personality of happiness and contentment and fullness, noble personality. And no one can change this. Such is this world. But as we saw in our discussion so far, the game starts, what happens? He can change himself. No, his truth is immensely beautiful, sublime and supreme, such is His truth, and no one else can interfere. He is immensely loved by God, bond is eternal, such is His life, invisible player, and this is each one of us, and right now. But He is the one who can change this. He can create a massive confusion to Himself. And this story becomes the basis where He enters into this attachments and self-inflicted torture. More attachments He creates in this foreign world, unpredictable world, world of dangers. More attachments He creates, more chaos He creates to Himself. Unnecessarily, it is self-inflicted. And then we spoke about Ravan yesterday. And here it is represented by the letter I, R. R factor. R factor is all the different identities, different I put together is Ravan, 10 heads. And Ravan is embodiment of ignorance. He lives in this world. The story has become his world. It is embodiment, which means you cannot change it. Stubborn, you know, is that is his truth. The story is my life, is my world. And as a result, his life is of innocent attachments. He lives in that. This is mine, mine. So he is senseless and shameless. He can't be thrown out of this foreign world. And if you are creating this unlimited attachments, uninhibited attachments into the foreign world, temporary world, then sorrow is the end result. This is the battleground. We get an idea. We are creating this ground for war against within us, against ourselves. It is new R that is created by us that becomes such a stubborn enemy. So we will see some of the sketches. In the Ravan is the enemy of us. No one else is our enemy. You know, how much sorrow you have experienced because of some terrorists in this world. But Ravan within you, your Ravan, not anyone else's Ravan, your Ravan prevents you from experiencing this extraordinary truth of this invisible witness. We said his life, life of this invisible witness is of bliss and perfection and fullness of love and life with God. This is in the present and eternally. And if they are not experiencing it, why? Just because of Ravan. And as we are seeing here, Ravan is creation of ourselves. We feed this Ravan and Ravan gets bigger, the heads are getting bigger. And we saw yesterday the battleground is set. One side is Ravan, their 10 heads, and Maya. Sometimes people use the word Maya as illusion. We don't see it as illusion. Maya is intelligence. By saying illusion, we somehow reduce the power of it. You know, here we should need to understand, recognize the enemy. The important part of this war. If you underestimate the enemy, you are defeated. So here we are understanding Maya is intelligence. It has got cleverness to trick you. And so all the different games we saw, Maya's games. And we saw that here is a game, you know, where Maya and Ravan are on one side, Sita and Ram are on the other side. You know, and in every game there are winners, losers. We saw that in boxing, the player is made unconscious. So such is the state. You know, the invisible player is made unconscious by this enemy, Ravan. And when he is made unconscious, Ravan becomes supreme leader of your mind and life. So Ravan is the one who rules life. He is the one who is planning things, working, thinking 24 hours. It is Man Ravan Bhava. Man is absolutely offered to Ravan. And the real player is not even conscious. So when Murli is read, it is the soul is not even conscious. He's a zombie. All the different identities. The Ravan is the one who listens to the Murli. This is why Baba has to repeat. If he is conscious, there is no need of Murli. Such is the catch in Baba's task. Baba has to give the knowledge to the soul to make him conscious, but he is not conscious. And Ravan is the one who listens to it. The Ravan goes in circle. Ravan is happy to hear the ideas and sees how he can use it for his another ego. That is, in between we have to see how Sita can be helped. So here we are seeing the Sita is unconscious in this boxing ring. Ravan is the has been winning continuously this war, this game. Sita is knockout. Maybe she's given Sanjeevani now and made conscious. Is it realistic? Someone who has been unconscious, knocked out in a boxing ring. You have seen sometimes boxing in the on television, and the player is bleeding and the injuries on the face. And then he was unconscious, knocked out, he's made conscious. What are his chances of winning the next round? I'm asking. Very, very little. So is it realistic for Sita to win the next round now? Not possible. It is possible, but for any war, you know, someone is fighting a war against another nation. Each time he goes to war, he gets defeated. But if he gets new information, then chances are different. If you do the same thing you have always done, you will get the same result. Now you need new information, you know, a new strategy. And in this case, new information you need about the enemy. What are the weaknesses of the enemy? You need to know. And you need to know new strengths in you. If you got new weapons, new ideas, that is useful. So if we are to go back to this war with Ravan, we need new information. That's what is written here. New information about the enemy and about the self. What is the weakness of the enemy here? The main weakness of the enemy needs continuous supply. If you stop the supply, enemy, he comes to halt. Like for example, so the head of Ravan needs, one head needs cigarettes. You have to continue to give cigarettes. Otherwise, that head becomes unconscious. That is a problem of Ravan. So every head of Ravan needs supplies. And so he has to create thoughts at least to get supplied and be alive, this head. So there is a option now here. You know, it is possible for her to stop the supply route. Who supplies Ravan? Sita is the only supplier. Now that makes her very powerful because she is in a position now to stop the supply. If someone else was to supply, she has to at least convince someone else. But now she is the only supplier. She can stop the supply. Do not cooperate with the enemy. Gandhi's policy with the British was non-cooperation. You know, non-violence and all is personal principles, but in political world, non-cooperation. So here, it is non-cooperation with Ravan. This is possible for us. Stop the supplies. Each head of Ravan needs its supplies. For example, cigarettes. If someone stops cigarettes, even for 1 week, he's already a winner. And yeah, you know, he himself knows. If he has done 1 week, Ravan within him has already become weak. You know, that is exactly what happens to every head of Ravan. You stop the supplies and that head becomes weaker. Now, one big supply route is through the thoughts. You know, and any head of Ravan, you know, you stop other supplies. But if you keep thoughts, it at least keeps it alive. You stop the thoughts, then that head of Ravan becomes unconscious. So that is a big thing for him. So here, if you want to remove that head of Ravan completely, or at least make it unconscious, stop the supply of thoughts. How? In the method Baba gives, keep the mind busy with Ram. So keep the mind busy with the thoughts of Ram, knowledge of Ram, you know, various things we are listening, revising it, doing the homework, in many ways. Keep the mind busy. Once one class with Dadi Gulzar said, everyone has weaknesses. But, you know, she meant different heads of Ravan. But one head of Ravan is big in each one. There is one head of Ravan that is big. That is the main one for the person. And that head of Ravan has to be removed first. There are many heads. Each one knows what is the main big head of Ravan for the person. And she said, that is the one that has to be removed first. If you remove other 9 heads, keep that one head. He's the main Ravan for you. He will bring other heads. So the act of the brave Mahavir to remove the big head. How? Stop the supplies and stop the supply of thoughts. Create a 3-day program where you are going to stop the supply with intensity. You know, you are having the full program, what the mind is going to think, keeping yourself busy. And if you do that, that head of Ravan will become unconscious. I don't say it is removed. Unconscious means you can bring it back to life also, if one is careless. In here, it becomes unconscious. That is a good thing, because it is not creating problem to you. It won't create thoughts anymore. And then there is, you have to remove the other heads. This is a program, and 3-day program. You know, just as we are doing other things, you know, if you see any head of Ravan that is there and that is harassing you, that consider that as your main head at the moment. Stop the supplies to that, supply of the thoughts. 3-day program. That head of Ravan will become unconscious. It's a money back guarantee. You know, so worth putting it into practice. And then take on other heads. Sometimes someone says, which is my big head? Remove what you consider is a big head now. And then you will see if there is anything behind this. If you remove some clutter, then you may see the other clutter behind. Now we also need to deal with the Maya. You know, enemy. There is Ravan. Ravan has to be stopped, you know, and all the heads of Ravan have to be made smaller. You know, stop the supplies continues to become weaker. This is our strategy, non-cooperation. Maya. Maya has got these many heads, and Baba gives strategies what to deal with this, how to stop this Maya. We said Maya is intelligence. We mentioned about different clever, you know, strategies of Maya. One time Maya will say, do it later. Here, it is not in our job or life. We don't use the word Maya for that. But in this game with Ravan, when the word later comes, when the word difficult comes, that is Maya. Understand? In the job, there may be something difficult and something that is different. That is dealing with it. But here, when it is with Ravan, you are saying, do it later. For example, you have to go to class. You say it is difficult for whatever reason. That is Maya. So here, Baba, what does Baba say? You know, each time the word later comes, Ram tells you, now or never. Anything that is right, do it now. We have this inner principle. It is a nice culture. Some have a very natural tendency. Anything, small thing, they will do it now. Then it is nicely mentioned. If you want job to be done, give it to the busy person. He will do it straight away. Understand? Busy person will not keep it. You know. So here, get into this mode. Finish whatever need to be done now. Finish. This sanskara is good. And so also with in this war, this strategy stops this one trump card of Maya. Understand, it is a trump card that later it becomes forever and it never gets done. You know, that's why it is a trump card. Another time Maya says difficult, and what does Ram say? Ram says it is easy Raj Yoga. Something you consider it yourself as easy, it becomes easy. If you think it is difficult, it becomes difficult. We can make anything difficult. Someone just walking itself may become difficult for him. He says, I can't walk. You know, but if he says, I can run, he can run also. You know, weak. Maya will tell you, you are weak, you can't do this for many reasons. You know, it is you're old, you're young, you're male, female, whatever, spiritually weak. You know, this is not for me. You heard this? Many people saying this? You know, it is not for me. It is not, I'm not able to do this. This kind of language. So here, you know, Baba says, you are Shakti. Shakti rides lions. If you are riding lions, you can do anything. But at a very practical level, whenever someone says it is difficult, give them the same practice for 1 minute. They say it is difficult. Tell them, practice it for 1 minute, just for half a minute. And ask them, was it possible? They say it was possible. Was it easy? It is easy. It is not enough just superficially saying it is easy. They have to realize it is easy. But give them the exercise for half a minute and they find it is easy. If it is easy, then they have removed the Maya's trump card, Maya's argument that it is difficult. But do this for ourselves. You know, each one. Whatever you feel is difficult, do it in a small way and convince to yourself you can do it. And once you say you can do it, your deeper conviction takes place. In one project, people are giving some cigarettes. Our program was just to tell them to drop one cigarette, the first cigarette that you are smoking. Don't smoke at that time. What time you smoke the second cigarette, smoke that. You can smoke 10 cigarettes more also. But drop the first cigarette. And he feels he can do it. That is what happens. He feels he can do it. That inner conviction helps him to take on other things. You know, so this is Maya's powerful trump card. To say it is difficult, I'm weak. Process, you know. This is another. It is a long process. You know, it will take gradual. Baba says Jivan Mukti in 1 second. And tell yourself, it is a game of 1 second. Here, Sita, you are talking about this invisible player, right now, come into experience. He is immortal right now. That story is separate. And we are emphasizing this. Prashant is part of that story. That invisible player is separate, 100% separate from the story. And this invisible player is very lucky. It's from the family of God, worthy to be loved by God. He is immortal. And we are straight into the experience. And there is no need of going into a circle of planning. That come in those experiences again and again. A game of 1 second. And it is not a process. You know, we can stay in that experience as long as we like. And if you come out of it, come back to that experience again. So whenever Maya says there's a long process, you are telling, Ram tells us, one second. All along, what is happening internally to know that Maya is giving a prompt. Maya tells one thing, and our aim is to check what Ram tells me. Maya tells one thing, what is Ram telling me? And then I have a choice. If I feel this is my opinion, this is what I feel, then I am working for Ravan in a bigger way. To understand, it is Maya telling me. And that is fine, Maya's argument. I am happy to listen to Maya. And what is Ram telling me? And then you distance yourself from that argument, that thinking. Maya will create doubts. And we said it has got lawyers working for doubts. How do you deal with? Anyone can get into the doubt anytime. Suddenly, you know, those who have left Gyan, some simple one doubt comes about something. Maybe doubt about some another person, another Brahmin, maybe about a teacher. And then Maya says, throw the whole thing away. You know, well, this is a chance for Maya to. And so they leave Gyan. You know, how do you deal with this ourselves? How do you deal with this? Sometimes in future, some doubt can come. Nice program here. Baba uses the word nishchay, conviction. You know, our knowledge is not based on shraddha, not based on faith, you know, but based on nishchay. Every aspect of knowledge, bring yourself to the level where it is very clear to you. You're sure about every aspect. Why Baba is telling what he is telling. Be very clear about it. If the foundation is of nishchay, then there is no doubt. No room for doubt. If the foundation is faith, then there is room for doubt. You know, so not to keep it at a superficial level because I heard it and that's why I have to believe it. Check, ask questions until you are very clear. Come into experiences. You know, and then that foundation is strong. So whenever Maya comes with this trump card, doubt, you know that you are already very clear about this. So there is no reason for doubt. In fact, doubt will not even come. Excuses, Baba says, whenever there is karan, nivaran, we can use brain for thinking of excuses. We can use the brain to think of solution. Whenever thing come, you say, well, how can I do it? Instead of excuse, think of solutions. One more form of Maya I would like to add here, especially in some cities, especially keeping yourself busy or telling yourself, I'm busy, I have no time. You know, some of your students, they will say, I'm busy. And this is like a Maya's full program to keep you so busy that you don't even know in which direction you are going. You are absolutely working for the enemy. You are slave to the enemy. And you don't even have time to think even what you are doing. So here, you know, you have to understand, step back and check what is my destination? What am I working for? You know, what is my aim? Keep yourself busy with Ram. You know, what we are writing here. Check your direction first. You know, everyone is running very fast, but in the wrong direction. So here we have to just stop and say, which direction should I be going? If you are dealing with all the forms of Maya, we have to address it. You know, one room, just like in your room, if there one window is open, mosquito will come. Little gap, mosquito will come. So we have to close all the little holes. If we are to deal with this enemy, we have to know the enemy, and we have to take steps to stop all the little doors, windows that are kept open. And there are trump cards. Baba is Yudhishthir. He knows the art of war. He knows this game. No one else knows this game. And there are great gurus and they don't even know the game. He tells you all the strategies to stop Maya, tells the strategies to stop Ravan. You are on the way for victory. So let us take this on as a 3-day homework for us, you know, for understanding this game and process of victory. You know, it has been the Brahmins meet the life of victory anyway, but this is like getting the refined, you know, checking in a refined way. That's all. Thank you.